two very special guests with me on the phone. First, I'd like to have you meet Bruce Carlson of the Connecticut Technology Council. And, Bruce, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Great to talk to you.
No, great to have you here. And I am delighted to introduce Jackie Jones. Jackie Jones, who won the Women of Innovation Award for Large Business Innovation and Leadership. Jackie, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Boy, what a great award. Bruce, first of all, the Connecticut Technology Council, just what is the overall, mission of your organization?
We're an industry-based organization for tech companies throughout the state of Connecticut, and our mission is really to spark innovation, to create and cultivate tech talent, and to advocate on behalf of the industry, so that a program like the Women of Innovation fits right directly into our mission.
Bruce, as you look at the state of Connecticut, you know, and I've lived here all my life. And we've got some problems. I think we all have to admit this. What are some of your thoughts? What are some of the things that we could do in the state of Connecticut to make it better?
Well, I think the first thing is clearly we need to put ourselves in a position where we've got some kind of certainty on the from the budget and the tax side. I think a lot of our companies are ready and poised to grow in Connecticut, particularly in the tech industry, but they're concerned about the question of certainty. And if we can get the budget issue behind us, we've got companies that are ready to grow. And frankly, the only other thing that's going to keep them from growing is the availability of workforce. And we have to make sure that as these companies are growing, that we have a workforce available to help those companies grow, or unfortunately, they won't grow in Connecticut.
You know, isn't it ironic? You should mention this morning, Bruce. Yesterday afternoon, I was talking with a gentleman who said practically exactly the same thing as you just said to my radio audience this morning. And we have a state that we've got great colleges, and there's no question about it. Pardon me, we can do it, but it's going to take a lot of work.
Right, and I think it's also going to take some creativity and innovation. And so this is exactly why we have a program like Women of Innovation, because when you look at the tech employment across the country, not just in Connecticut, but if you look at it, whereas women are 50% of the population, they represent somewhere between 10 and 20% of the workers in the tech industry. And this is a great opportunity for us to be able to understand that now, begin to do the work that we need to do to bring more women into tech, take leaders like Jackie, and be able to really bring that workforce available to the companies as they're ready to grow.
Bruce Carlson of the Connecticut Technology Council, and he just mentioned her, and I'm going to introduce you to her formally here. Jackie Jones is an R&D manager at Medtronic, leading a team focused on clinical engineering and user experience of a next-generation surgical platform. Jackie, good morning. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, could you explain what I just said to the audience exactly what it is? And to be in this kind of a career, I think, is just absolutely sensational.
Well, thank you. Yes, my company makes surgical products, surgical devices for performing operations in the abdomen and in the chest. And my team is focused on understanding what all those clinical procedures are, what the surgeon's needs are, what the patient's needs are, what the nurse's needs are, and then working with our engineers and our marketers to make products that help improve those outcomes for patients and for our clinicians.
Now, what kind of a degree? Could you explain the degree that you earned? I understand it's biomedical engineering. And could you just, to my radio audience, tell them what this entails?
Yes, so it's a major just like any of the other engineering disciplines, but it's focused on the body. So it can have electrical engineering components, mechanical engineering components. My background particularly is in polymer materials, plastic materials, and how the body responds to it from an inflammation and wound healing perspective.
Now, how long, Jackie, how long does it take for an education in this particular field before you go into the field itself?
That's the great thing is you can get a bachelor's, a four-year degree in a bachelor's program. You can choose to stay for a master's, which is another 2 years, or for a PhD, which is a total of 5 years after undergrad. So there's a lot of options, and with each one of those degree levels, or depending on which major you pick, there's a variety of options to get into the field and start making an impact right away.
Now, this Medtronic and STEM, you're certainly a developer in that particular field, Medtronic and STEM. Could you explain this, what it is actually?
What STEM is?
Yeah.
Science, technology, engineering, and math is what it stands for. And it's just any discipline that focuses on any of those. There's a new acronym that's more recently being used called STEAM. So, again, science, technology, engineering, it adds in art and math. And it's just recognizing the creativity as well as the analytical thinking that goes into the fields.
You know, I want to go back to Bruce, just a moment. And I think Jackie has certainly told us what we have to do in Connecticut. And I ask you this question because of what she has just said. Is Connecticut a state right now that can make greater strides in what we're doing so that we can get to the top in these particular fields that you are representing here on the radio this morning?
Yes. And in fact, I'd say in some of the fields, biomedical being one of those, we are already near the top. We've got tremendous universities in Yale University, UConn. We have Jackson Labs. We've got all the elements in that whole biomedical area to be a leader. And it's a matter of trying to bring those all those elements together in order to be able to create that leadership. And that's one of the roles that the Connecticut Technology Council does play and needs to do more of, to be the convener, to bring these entities together, and to ultimately, by just the fact that they're rubbing elbows and talking to one another, I think entirely new industries could be created. We just did that over the last 6 months and have now created a real opportunity around the human biome and around being able to look at gene therapies. And so I think this is where a number of these industries touch each other, and any one industry doesn't necessarily do it, but when they come together, they can, they're able to make great progress.
Bruce and Jackie, this brings me to the next level here, and a problem that I see, maybe I'm wrong, but I hear it all the time. I hear that high school education does not present what high school education used to present. Do you folks in your industries, with everything so scientific in a way, are you able to work with high schools so that the students get the kind of a background that they need so that we can have more Jackies? We can have more people like her in these particular industries in the state. Are we qualified with some of the background with our high schools in Connecticut?
I'll jump on that and then let Jackie come in. The fact of the matter is it's uneven. Do we have some high schools that, for instance, the correct magnet schools that are just doing a tremendous job and are graduating people that are ready to either go into the workforce in certain areas or are definitely going into college and excelling in college. Unfortunately, that's not the case at all the high schools. And so one of the issues, Brad, that we need to be working on is a better discussion about what the high school curriculum needs to be in order to be able to create the worker of the future. And one of the big issues is the question of where should students begin to learn coding. And frankly, students should be in middle school and high school. They should be learning coding because that's one of the languages of the future that they're going to need in order to be able to succeed in the workforce.
Can you just hold on? I've got to do a quick traffic report. Very interesting guest this morning, Bruce Carlson, a couple of weeks ago. And I have talked to college professors on this program about the very same thing. So I'm glad, Bruce, that you pointed out what you did, because that is one of the things that many of us are concerned about. And I want to ask you, in your experience, Jackie, too, are there people like yourself, are there a good many people that are keyed in to what you discussed and what you are doing?
Yes, there are. There are a whole host of people, both within the professions and those within the community, that are reaching out to embrace education in STEM and STEAM, to encourage it. Bruce nailed it on the head of that. There's just disparities out there, and there's just inconsistencies. And part of it's in the classroom to learn, but part of it's just in the experience. And there's a lot of mentorship programs out there. The Connecticut Technology Council has the Girls of Innovation program that starts getting girls at the junior high age excited and interested, or continues to keep their excitement for STEM education. But there's a lot of different companies, academic centers, et cetera, that are encouraging and welcoming young people to get involved, to do internships, to come and do shadowing. And those are great opportunities to just inspire and give someone a flavor for what the real workforce is like out there and what their interest might be in.
Bruce, you know, it's important, and Dan and myself, this is something that we are going to really talk about at length, because what we have found is just what you've said, as far as we got some great high schools. I'm not putting down the high schools, but unfortunately, many of the students coming out of the high schools are not geared in some of the jobs that are going to be here for the future. And you know, the other day we had a guest on, and one of the Bushes made the comment that if we don't improve our high school education, that this will all be done electronically in the future. So, you know, that is certainly a challenge for all of us, don't you think?
Well, I think so. And I'd also like to pick up on a point that Jackie just made, because it's the education that happens within the four walls of the high school is important. And that is something that it will take a while to be able to make changes to. But the opportunity to do some things outside the four walls of the high school, and that's the mentorship programs, that's the opportunity for internship programs for students in high school, which is not something that has been done before and is slowly but surely being done in the state of Connecticut, where students can, the spark can be lit at various different places. And if it's not happening within the high school right now, I think we can do it outside the high school with some of our companies, of these women that have been winning the Women of Innovation over the last 13 years. We now have a group of 600 women leaders around the state.
Wow.
That we could use as mentors for just being able to create a critical mass of kids who can get curious, stay interested, and want to stay in the STEM fields.
So what you're saying then, Bruce, is we have that many women right now in Connecticut?
Absolutely. We have those are just the winners. And so, you know, that's the cream of the crop. And so we've got many, many others. But we can take that as a cohort and be able to use the power of that group to be able to then, you know, go 5X, 10X, and be able to bring many, many students and frankly, young women who are already in the workforce and be able to give them the encouragement they need to continue to stay in the field.
Well, Bruce, I'm so glad that you were able to be with us this morning. Bruce Carlson of the Connecticut Technology Council and Jackie Jones, who won the Women of the Innovation Award for Large Business Innovation and Leadership. You know, Bruce, just listening to the two of you this morning is so encouraging, and I'm sure many of the folks that are tuned in probably didn't realize. I mean, when you mention that figure of women, and that's just the women, it's an incredible motivational power for younger people if they are in contact with this kind of an organization and this kind of people to motivate them to help us get into the future where we all want to be.
Well, absolutely. And I just want to, before we leave, I want to do a shout-out to Jackie, because not only did Jackie win this year, but she has been actively involved in the planning of Women Innovation, Women of Innovation for a number of years, and it really would not be the program that it is without Jackie's personal involvement and actually without the involvement of Medtronic as a sponsor. So we're delighted. We were so happy when Jackie won this year.
Well, Bruce, again, for both of you, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you so much. Coming up to 27 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock in the morning.